Traveling by air this holiday weekend? Two words. Good luck. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 28th day of June. Thanks for being here with us, everybody. In other news, so about the economy, we've got some thoughts on that. Weddings are getting a makeover and actually pretty weird. Gen Z and their debt load, it's quite a load. Speaking of money, it's about to become a nearly free beer weekend. We've got the Wall Street Report, and first it was Netflix, now it's Costco. For the interview, you'll meet coffee entrepreneur Rachel Scott, who is also a community activist. Ready? Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease. And yeah, this is the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. Thanks for joining us. Grateful that you're aboard again today. Want to follow us on Twitter? Yeah, we're there. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. If you're one of the millions who are planning on air travel this holiday weekend, we've got some news. The news is that airlines are struggling to keep up with demand. According to the Associated Press, cancellations and delays have hit airports along the East Coast, but are expected to spread to the West. The situation, by the way, is rapidly growing more dire. Hundreds of flights have already been canceled, over 6,500 have already been delayed, and the expected peak travel day is Thursday, when some 52,000 flights are scheduled. Already, the number of people flying is 11% higher than just a year ago. And as we said in the open, traveling by air, good luck. Back in 1992, James Carville, the strategist for the Bill Clinton campaign, was on television and said these words, quote, "It's the economy, stupid," end quote. Those words might well be said today because it seems as if nobody can say what the economy really is unless you look at the data. For more than a year, we've been hearing about the coming recession, except, despite much higher borrowing costs, thanks to the Federal Reserve's aggressive streak of interest rate hikes, consumers keep spending and employers keep hiring, gas prices have dropped, and grocery prices have leveled off, giving Americans more spending power. The economy keeps managing to grow, and so does the belief among some economists that the United States might actually achieve an elusive soft landing, in which growth slows, but households and businesses spend enough to avoid a full-blown recession. So, is what we're seeing now a rolling recession? That's where only some industries shrink while others gain. And could that shrinkage be due to poor planning by industry CEOs? Or is it a rich recession? That's where major job cuts have been concentrated in higher-paying industries like technology and finance, heavy with professional workers who generally have the financial cushions to withstand layoffs. Job cuts in those fields, as a result, are less likely to sink the overall economy. And as we've recently reported, many of those who have lost their tech jobs are finding new careers in many other industries. Meanwhile, in political circles, and we rarely dip our toe into that, the Democratic president is making much out of his accomplishments and the economy, while in the U.S. House, Republicans are arguing and fighting among themselves over issues like impeachment, abortion, and trying to find ways to support a former president. Two words. Stay tuned. Can you tell we're about to get into the holiday weekend? The reason I say that is the hard news is sort of hard to come by. So let's talk about the weird way in which some Americans are celebrating their wedding. The Associated Press is reporting that more couples are tossing tradition when it comes to what wedding guests should wear, and it is causing some confusion among invited guests. For example, there are themes such as Burning Man formal, space disco cowboy, and even dive bar semi-formal. You confused yet? Other wedding guests have had to contend with tropical formal, snappy casual, and garden party whimsical. What the heck does all that mean? Well, wedding planners are now starting to speak out. India Wright, based in Washington, D.C., has had enough. She recently posted on Twitter, quote, "These new age event dress codes are the bane of my existence. What happened to just casual, cocktail, and formal? Now I gotta Google after five formal festive Renaissance attire to figure out if you want me to do Great Gatsby or King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table," end quote. Proponents of the new age wedding say that the brides and grooms are just wanting to have more fun and have their big day stand out and be something long remembered. So yeah, disco space cowboy, apparently, is in. When it comes to generational debt, Gen Z is leading the pack. USA Today is reporting that Gen Zers aged 18 to 26 have increased their debt outside of mortgages by 99%, more than any other generation. That is according to an online lending platform LendingTree's analysis of more than 150,000 credit reports from the first 3 months of this year and 87,000 from March of 2021. At the same time, millennials aged 27 to 42 swelled their balances by nearly 21%. By contrast, Gen Xers aged 43 to 58 cut their debt by 3%. And get this, baby boomers aged 59 to 77 cut their debt by 26%. Including mortgages, Gen Zers increased their total debt by 179%, or an average of $10,700. That, however, is the lowest dollar amount among all four generations. LendingTree said that while Gen Z has the fastest growing debt load, Gen X has the largest average debt balance of over $167,000, followed by millennials at over $124,000. Beyond mortgages, Gen X is spending the most on their cars. Auto debt accounts for the highest percentage of this age group's non-mortgage debt, making up 37% of their total debt. And now you know the numbers. Hey, we're here to help with your finances, and that's why we're passing along this bit of beer news. USA Today is reporting that Bud Light is offering a rebate of up to $15 on purchases of a 15-pack of Budweiser, Bud Light, Budweiser Select, or Budweiser Select 55. And in places where a 15-pack sells for less than $15, the beer could be practically free. Bud Light's parent company, Anheuser-Busch, offered the same promotion over the Memorial Day weekend. The rebate applies to purchases of up to $15 that are made between June 15 and July 8 and will be offered via a prepaid digital card. Customers can redeem rebates on the Bud Light website. So now, see? Aren't you glad you listen? The major U.S. indexes closed mixed today, with the Dow off by 74 points to close at 33,852, while the NASDAQ picked up 36 points to end the session at 13,591, and the S&P 500 fell by 6 points to close at 4371. So what drove the markets today? Mostly indecision. Speaking at a European Central Bank forum in Portugal, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said a, quote, "strong majority of policymakers are on board with two or more interest rate increases in the remainder of the year," end quote. Powell said there is significant disinflation in pipelines from rents, but it will take time, and added there's more policy restrictions coming, driven by labor markets. And what exactly does all that mean? You guessed it. That's why the markets reacted the way they did. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with some cheating. First, it was Netflix that clamped down on password sharing, and then the streaming service saw its revenue climb as subscribers were forced into buying into the service. Well, Costco must have been paying attention. Why? Costco is taking a page out of Netflix's playbook by clamping down on membership sharing at self-checkouts. Shoppers are already asked to show their cards when they enter and pay at regular checkouts, but Now they may be asked to flash their membership credentials and a photo at self-checkouts. Costco says membership sharing is not fair to other members who have paid. It also says the membership structure helps to keep prices down by offsetting other expenses. And by the way, Costco has not raised its membership fee since 2017, but warns it eventually will. All right, stay with us and click ahead for a conversation with a young woman who is a coffee entrepreneur and somebody who is seeking to build a better community on the south side of Iowa City, Iowa. You're about to meet Rachel Scott.